Hey, Bird.
I'm a corgi, actually.
Oh, it is that time. 11:36 on a Wednesday here with the Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. It is the Birdhouse, brought to you by Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm.
Indeed. Hello, boys.
We are joined by the Snake.
How we doing?
Hey, Corpse.
How goes it?
Good. Good. I had fun in your little de facto 3-4 year hometown of Birmingham this past weekend.
Very nice. What were you doing there?
Went and saw a little concert.
Okay.
Me and DJ.
Sex.
Very nice.
Yeah, and a lot of sex.
Nice.
Where was
nice.
It at? Was it at Progressive?
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Okay, so we got a lot of golf and we got a lot of other stuff to get to. We'll start with some of the other stuff because I found this interesting. If the Adelson Dumont team sold the Mavs and bought the Cowboys, would you guys and the respective fan bases be happy?
So they sold the Mavs, but they buy the Cowboys.
Right.
I think more people would be upset.
No.
More Cowboy fans.
Yeah, I don't really want them to mess with the Cowboys.
But
you have Jerry. Are you?
You've been, yes, he's gone.
I think Jerry is a great owner. I just don't think he's a great general manager.
Okay, but this kills two birds with one stone.
Maybe.
Or three.
Maybe
they get
come
the whole
in.
Family wiped out of there. And suddenly it's a fresh start and they have $40 billion. It's not like they're going to be cheap like Jerry's been.
True. Maybe they just immediately hire Troy and he runs the thing.
Exactly. They're not going to run it themselves. They don't run the Mavs themselves. They just...
Yeah, you know what? Okay, yeah. I think that would be better. Because then I just I realize I bet Troy would much rather run the Cowboys than help Miami do something. Which is what he's doing.
Right.
Because he's
never
been asked before.
Right.
With this organization. What do you think? You think you'll be you'll be happy with that move? Knowing what they did to the Mavericks? And even if it means Jerry's gone, they could do that same thing to the Cowboys.
Yeah, but I think lesson learned. you can only drop a nuclear bomb one time that blows up in your own face before you realize, oh my God, what have I done?
It's true.
I mean, look, it's the worst move in the history of the league. There's no doubt about it. But there's no way something like that will ever happen again. And it wasn't, it was more another guy's fault anyway. But I would rather them, I would take what I think is kind of the unopened door number two against what I've seen for 35 years or whatever.
So anyone, it could be someone you don't know and you'd be happy because Jerry's not owning it again.
Yeah, and I realize things could change pretty quickly when he does decide to finally hang it up, which is going to be sooner than later just because of time. But and maybe things are different with the kids, but I would rather not take that chance.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't imagine Steven.
Would you, Donnie?
Control.
I don't know. I'm kind of torn because of how this stinking Mavs franchise is in shambles right now. And I didn't even care about the last 2 months of the season. And I've never had that happen with me with the Mavericks at any point in my entire life. Not caring. So as much as the blame Jerry takes because of the Cowboys and some fans not being there again, I'm kind of doing that same thing with the Mavericks. And I don't know if I want them to do that same thing with the Cowboys. And maybe they wouldn't, but I don't know if I want to take that chance.
Yeah. And they got the chosen one anyway on their team right now. As bad as it is, it ain't that bad. Dude, you know better than anyone.
I know he's the chosen one. I know. I get that. But still, man, we need fresh starts.
Well, you ain't going to get that.
I know.
Okay, as we prepare for Stars hockey, how do you guys adjust to late night hockey? This guy says, it's my favorite sport and my job requires me to be up at 4:30 a.m.
Good Lord.
So there's a lot of games where I get about 3 hours of sleep a day. I try to take a nap in the early evening, but I have kids and it's really difficult. My God, Tyler, did you write this?
Sounds like it, right?
I know. I was wondering
seriously?
The same thing.
Me and Baldy co-wrote it.
Okay, so how do you handle it?
We don't.
You just know it's just going to be, yeah, right. How alone they're in the playoffs that you're just going to have to make up that sleep on the back end.
Boy, there's usually one game, though, a playoff, where I'm like, do I actually stay up if it goes to overtime?
Yeah.
How many overtimes can I last? Because what if you get one of those marathon games and then I don't sleep?
Or do the opposite, go to bed early and wake up early and watch it on replay.
So what do you do, Baldy?
That's what I do typically. I'll go to bed earlier and then maybe I'll watch like the first period, and then because it's all on Victory Plus free for replays, I just go back and watch it on Victory Plus.
Oh man, there's no way I could fall asleep
at 3:30. 3:15, 3:30.
And you can get it all in before you come in?
Yeah, you skip all the commercials, you skip the intermission. It's actually a lot faster that way. Yeah.
Do you not know the result?
No, I don't have any notifications for any Stars games on my phone or anything.
So you won't wake up and look at your phone before you watch that to see what you're in for?
Nope, not at all. Especially not for playoff games.
Dedication.
That's discipline, man.
Yeah.
I see you're kind of teaching your kid that same exact thing, and I appreciate it.
Well, I don't have paper to mark anything down on, so don't be too proud of me yet.
Okay, this guy says, I'm watching the NBA game last night, and I can't figure out which name I'd rather be stuck with. Khan, Bam, Hoghez, Pell, Simone, or Musa. And he says, and that's not even bringing up LaMelo.
LaMelo's fine. Bam is great.
Musa sounds like a kick-ass villain. Like, I am Musa! There's a...
That Jaime Hoghez always throws me off because it looks like Jaime Jaquez.
Right. And that's why I usually call him, yeah.
Khan would
and
be...
And that Larson guy is Pell.
I'd hate to be called Khan.
Narrow it down to Pell, Bam, Khan,
Bam's
Hoghez.
Awesome.
Bam is great.
Yeah, Bam's a great...
Yeah, I don't mind Bam.
Bam! Yes?
But is that a nickname?
No, it's his real name.
I don't know. I really don't know.
You never heard him telling the story about that? How when his mother gave birth, the doctor was like, Bam! When it came out. And she liked the name, so she named him Bam.
Okay. That is a nickname. His name is Edris. E-D-R-I-C-E.
So yeah, Bam
I think
is
if my, right, if my name was that.
His dad is Emeril Lagasse. So they call
You're him. An idiot.
Welcome to my world.
I'm just realizing the PGA Championship is in Frisco next year.
Yep, sure.
How did they get one, but none of the other really nice courses in the area get one?
I think it was part of the agreement when they moved the World Golf headquarters and all that, or the PGA headquarters and the Hall of Fame and all that over here.
I think so, too.
To build out that whole venue, and they agreed to that, and they would start putting PGA here and maybe eventually U.S. Open at some point.
Yeah, and I think they've got, you know, senior plans and all that stuff, too. Yep. I wonder... I don't know who... I know Jerry owned that land, I think. He owned that land? But I wonder who owns that golf course. If the PGA of America,
I think,
because
they
run the Ryder Cup too.
Yeah, I think they
do. And there's going to be a Ryder Cup there.
That's already announced in like 33, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if they own that course. I guess they do, and that's why they got it.
I would imagine, yeah.
But it is kind of a slap in the face of these. There are some really, really badass places, but also there's a lot of badass places that want nothing to do with hosting a tournament like that.
Yeah, you can have be a badass golf course, but does that necessarily mean you can host one of those majors? Isn't there something that needs to, you have to meet a certain criteria?
Infrastructure.
Yeah,
like
to be a D1 school.
Well, I know like Merido, where my brother works out, before all this stuff happened with the thing in Frisco, they thought that they would get a PGA or a U.S. Open. Like that was kind of one of the things they were going for, and they had some officials out at one point. But then they host a lot of high-level tournaments at the collegiate level and things like that in the amateur world that aren't PGA. So I don't know. I mean, Dallas, the DFW area feels like is such a hotbed for golf. There's a ton of golfers. I mean, you guys know this. There's a ton of golfers on the PGA Tour that live in this area and play at a variety of these different courses. So it is kind of strange that out of the blue, like within 5 years, hey, we're going to build this giant golf complex and move the headquarters here. And oh, by the way, we're going to have a major there.
Yeah. It reminds me of an episode of A Different World.
Go on.
Well, they wanted Colonel Taylor to become a member of this club that was known for not having any black members. And then when he agreed, they were pretty happy because they would finally get a PGA championship there. And he backed out because he didn't want to.
Mm-hmm. It's a lesson learned in the
right,
end.
Right, right. And when I saw that, I was like, you know what? I'll never play golf again in my ever in my life. Because I based my whole life off of a different world. And now look at me.
Yeah, they'll look at you now.
I know.
For those that have been to Augusta, is the town really nice? Is it as regal as that golf course, or is it just a normal town? It is.
I heard it was a
the
dump.
Most generic town ever. Like,
I mean,
the
middle
only
of nowhere,
thing
Georgia.
Super nice about it is the golf course.
Okay.
How far is it from Atlanta?
I think an hour. I can't remember. Hour and a half, maybe.
Like out
it's not too far.
Is it on the east side, like past Athens?
That I don't know either. I just know I've been there.
Oh, dang. Yeah, it's way out there. It's like halfway in between Atlanta and Columbia, South Carolina, down there kind of in southeast Georgia. That's
Does it
be
look
like,
further than an hour and a half to drive there?
I bet that's 3 hours. You're closer to Columbia.
Is your mission, Corby, to go back for the actual tournament?
I've been to the actual tournament, but... If I don't ever go back, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm not a huge, huge fan of being at a golf tournament. You know, I'd rather watch it on TV. That's the exception. That one is. But if I never get to go there again, I'm fine. It's a bucket list thing and it's awesome and I love it, but it's not one of those that you just keep wanting to go back. Not me. It's a lot. Like it takes a lot to get out there. And you're only there for like, you know, typically a day and a half because they just kind of churn you in and out of there.
So you don't get a ticket where you go through to all 4 days. If you get a ticket like you win the lottery, is it just one specific day?
See, I don't know if that's the case. I'm not sure what you get. I know there are 4 day passes and people go every day and they've been doing it for years and years and years. But most of the people that I know, they get in on a Tuesday morning and they're gone by Wednesday afternoon.
Okay. I feel like that's the way to do it because you see the course and you're not just necessarily worried about the tournament. I would want to do it that way. I don't think I'd want to go like for a Friday or a Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, I think we went Thursday, Friday, 10 years ago, got in Thursday early in the morning and then we were out late Friday night.
Yeah. So what day did you go number two?
Which day?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Just wondering. Just asking.
I didn't realize it's Augusta's right on the border of South Carolina and Georgia. Like the river that runs through Augusta is the state line.
I didn't know that. I didn't know it was that close.
Yeah, I didn't either until I was just looking at it. I was like, is that the state line? And it sure is.
Let's see. You get $2 million a year and you're tax exempt. Before you say yes. You only work 100 days out of the year, but you're a pro wrestler and every match has to include barbed wire and fire.
Oh my gosh. Ask me that.
$2 million tax-free.
25 years ago, and the answer is yes, because I was so into wrestling. And now just seeing some of the documentaries and behind the scenes, how beat up they are and after those matches. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think I would. They take a thrashing in those matches.
Yeah,
and whether you even win or not, you're on top of the world. They are
back problems for the rest of your life.
Yeah, man. You have to take these pain pills. And now you have to go through the barbed wire and all the chair shots and all that. Yeah, I don't know if that's worth it, man.
Fire?
Yeah, do you have to burn yourself? I mean,
they
just said it has to
plenty of
fire.
Matches with fire.
So can you burn someone else? Can someone else get barbed?
I would assume that the fire means you're running through fire or whatever.
And you're not going to get out of taking bumps. You can't just be the greatest thing ever. And you can win every single match. And you're still going to get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
And I know it's predetermined, all the outcomes and all that. But, man, it is brutal.
Because you'd still have to go through. It's not just once. Like, even if you said, you know what, I'll do it for the year. That's still 100 times.
Yep.
So barbed wire, like I saw that movie, The Wrestler with
Mickey Rourke.
What's his butt?
Oh, God. Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke, yeah. And there was like the opening scene was him at a low. He was at a low-level event, and it was there's a lot of barbed right. wire involved. Yeah. Dude, barbed wire? No!
Yeah. You will be surprised what's involved in some of these wrestling matches.
You remember Mick Foley used to take a little razor blade and slice his
forehead.
Ric
Flair did that also.
So he'd bleed a lot. Guys like that.
Like for $2 million, would you every day, at some point in the day, you run over, your car runs over barbed wire and you have to change a flat. So every day, at some point, you're changing flats.
Huh.
For now, $2 million?
Yeah, that's different. Mm-hmm. I think I'd get used to it.
Yeah, but can you imagine like how many times?
In the cold,
raining,
in the heat,
I know, right. son of a gun.
Every day. And then you got to go get the new tire and...
For $2 million for a
That's
year.
That's a great question.
Dang, dude. And none of that, like, you get the $2 million, like, you're not paying for the tires and stuff. It's a part of the...
Right, right.
Yes. Just, but you can drive the nicest car in the world, and you still have to change the tire.
I mean, I can change a tire pretty quick.
That is pretty inconvenient.
You get a nice jack. You get one of those things.
Yeah, I would eventually prepare myself to try and change it as quickly as I can, but man, what a
beat down. Like, I might just
down.
Buy tires and have one ready to go in my trunk and not the spare. And then that way you go, and you just throw that tire away and
you
put it on
the You think you're in NASCAR?
Yeah.
You think you have that capability?
Well, I mean, no, not to change it that fast, but you could get one of those air guns.
Sure,
yeah, I'd do that. Okay.
Man, I don't know.
Dude.
Would you snake? Yes or no?
No, that's a lot.
It is a lot. It is.